stirred up his heart emotionally. It stirred it up in a very passionate way, because what he saw was a very religious city, maybe as religious as any city in the world, well known for its obeisance to an endless array of deities, a polytheistic culture, to be sure. But there was no knowledge of the true God. He saw religion as a blight. He saw religion as, of course, what it really is, false religion, the greatest, most universal damning influence of human history. He sees religion, but it isn't good. Because with all the gods that they identify and all the idols that they have to worship, they don't know the true and living God. They cannot boast that they know Him. They do not know the one true living God. Religion did not encourage him, it discouraged him. He felt about it the way Jesus did when he went into the temple at the beginning of his ministry, made a whip and cleaned out the house of prayer because they had turned it into a den of robbers. Religion stirred up his emotions. The widespread religion in that city was far from the truth, and he burned with emotion inside. I told you this morning that I understand that few things exercise me the way false religion does. There are lots of philosophies in the world. There are lots of psychologies in the world. There is a lot of worldly wisdom being offered from a purely secular vantage point that is to be rejected, but nothing is as concerning to me. Nothing raises the fire of my passion more than a false representation of religion. A false god, an idol, a misrepresentation of Christ or God or the gospel. And I told you this morning that it abounds in our society. And sad to say, it abounds in the name of Christianity. A few weeks ago, I was preaching back in the South and preaching the gospel. And I enjoyed the opportunity to do that in a somewhat unlikely place where I knew there would be people who didn't understand the gospel and didn't understand the God of the gospel or the Christ of the gospel. And now I'm starting to get letters.